All right. Thank you. We will go ahead and call the meeting to order. Chris, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is a consent agenda. Questions, comments, motions?
Nothing good.
All right, I'll move we approve the consent agenda as written.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you call the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us right to a public hearing, parking lot resolution R60-2021 and ordinance 2021-36. Bobby is not with us this evening. Chris, do you want to go over any of that stuff? It was in the packet, so.
Sure.
You can give us a little history on it.
Sure. In your packet, I provided a memo for notification and the input that we've had. The general purpose of the resolution and the ordinance is so that we have the ability to have the contact information for the commercial trucks that are parking there when they're home in CUNA. We have anywhere from 5 to 8 trucks or trailers, so we have to communicate with them sometimes to get them to move. We'd like to relocate them down to the end of 2nd Street to the dirt lot. That way, that's where they are. We want to put signage there. Also want to work with the surrounding businesses from the park so that they have the ability for their customers or their employees. And then we have ball season when we have a lot of kids in there with their parents playing in the field. So the overall goal is just to be able to have contact information with those truck drivers and to let them know, do we have something happening or is there any kind of damage happening, and provide a communication level. The fee really is just more cover a little bit of the administrative costs, but also it gives that sense of investment as well so that, we can properly track everything. And I'll stand for any questions.
And then I'll just add to that, they've done a very good job of communicating with the truck drivers that park down there and the business owners, even to the point of putting notes on the trucks to have them call, and I think most everybody did, right? So it was...
We didn't hear from everyone, but I did go down on the 10th. There were drivers in there coming in and going out, and I visited with them, got input. I text with a driver from Mercer who ended up leaving. We have his contact information already because he's the one that his trailer was there during CUNA days that had to be moved. So he just wanted to be able to be contacted. And there's another driver who's already parking at the end of 2nd Street. So we've talked to them, also talked to the senior center, talked to the machine shop, Tim Crawford over there. We made sure NAPA got a notice. There's a new restaurant. Before they even came in, we visited with them about it. So just really have done everything we can to communicate with everyone and get input.
Okay. Questions?
Does this pertain to all parks?
It gives the authority for all parking lots in the city, but our focus really has just been down there to kind of address that situation. But the code does allow, and resolution allows authority for all parking lots so that we don't have pocket resolutions for just one or two areas.
Because it's the parks, the parking lots are closed after a certain period.
They are, but we do have some agreements in place. Out at Arbor, we have the vans. So we have an agreement with them. But they were parking. We went for a long time without an agreement, and they were overnight parking over there at the farm park. But the lot just wasn't really able to accommodate them. So it's not for overnight parking for everyone to be able to use, but for specific reasons, and then they need a permit to do so.
Thank you.
Okay, anything further? Okay, this is a public hearing. I didn't have anybody sign up to testify. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter? Okay, seeing none.
All right, well then, I move we close the public hearing and evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And you want to do the resolution first? You want me to go ahead and do the ordinance at the same time? All right, let's just do the resolution first and get that.
All right. Well, then I move we approve resolution R60-2021.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution R60-2021. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And then ordinance 2021-36. This is an ordinance of the City Council of CUNA, Idaho, amending Section 3 of Chapter 2 of Title 11, CUNA City Code, purpose to include regulation of city parking lots, and amending Section 4 of Chapter 2 of Title 11, CUNA City Code scope to include the city parking lots, and amending Section 5 of Chapter 2 of Title 11, CUNA City Code by the addition of new definitions, city parking lot, and amending Chapter 2 of Title 11, CUNA City Code by addition of a new Section 11, providing for city parking lot regulation and fees, amending and recodifying existing Section 11 of Chapter 2, Title 11, CUNA City Code, amending by the addition thereto of a new subsection, F, providing for impounding of unlawfully parked vehicles, and recodifying to Section 12 of Chapter 2, of Title 11, CUNA City Code, and directing the city clerk and providing an effective date. And so, again, I think they did a really good job of reaching out and contacting the people that were would be affected by this mostly. So it's whatever the council desire is, if you want to waive the three readings or if you want to have two more readings on this ordinance. But I think anybody who would normally comment on this has already been contacted. And
yeah, Mayor, if I may, I think after reading the comments as well that were able to be gathered, you know, it seems like it's something that might be long overdue for us to make sure we try and get mine in my eyes. You know, we don't want the city to turn into a parking lot in a sense, and I'm good with waiving the three readings. I think this was laid out pretty well.
I've got one question, if I could, Mayor.
Sure.
The streets belong to ACHD. What kind of authority does the city have to make conditions as to those streets? Do we have an agreement with Ada County Highway District?
With streets? Mark?
state code gives cities specific police authority over streets within their boundaries to enforce, actually in particular, parking regulations and enact parking regulations. So it's explicitly provided in state code. Okay. Cities can do this.
I was just curious because on F, on page 132, if you go down to bullet F, impounding unlawfully parked vehicles, it says, left parked upon any street or city parking lot. I just want to make sure that we had authority for the streets as a community.
You do. And okay. I will offer a few, that's probably a year and a half ago, there was, you may recall, there was an overhaul to your whole parking ordinance. And so in going through that, I did a fair amount of looking into this, and you have quite a bit of authority when it comes to parking regulation.
Okay. The only other thing I question, Mayor, is on E, on that same page, 128, if the fine of $20 is sufficient for the amount of effort that we would have to put in there to send a policeman out there to write a citation. I think every 2 hours you could cite the individual. I just wondered if $20 is going to be sufficient for your time.
Chief Fortusco. Mayor, City Council, Mike Fortusco, 1450 West Boise Street, City of CUNA, Police Chief. I would leave that up to you. We don't collect the money, so I would have to leave that up to the city. If you looked at it as an hourly basis or hourly rate of pay, it wouldn't match up to that, but that's up to the city. I think the fines will incur other costs if we end up towing that vehicle. I would assume that we would cite the vehicle. If it's not moved, then we'd probably end up having to tow it the next day, which would cost them quite a bit of money to get a vehicle out of impound. And most of the time, before we cite, we like to try to make contact and have that vehicle moved even before we get to that point. So I can't really give what monetarily would be good, but that would be your decision.
And I think that, as we do with most things, our main goal is education.
Right.
And most of the time, once people figure out they shouldn't do that, they don't do it again. And I don't think we want to ding anybody too hard if we don't have to, but I do understand your point. Yes, Chris.
Just for clarification, if council's considering a change to that $20, we need to go back and republish because we've not published for those particular fees to be reconsidered.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's fine. I just thought maybe the effort and the time of trying to educate the public would be more than $20 worth of our time. So.
Okay. I wanted to offer something
Chief,
brief.
Chief, don't we have that 48-hour removal notice that you use?
Yes, we will sticker that with that orange sticker we place on there, fill out the paperwork, give that, I believe it was 72, it might be 48, but we put that on there. They have a certain date. The vehicle has to be removed. If it's not removed by that time, that's when that vehicle gets towed.
Mark, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, just in follow. Sorry, Mark Bybee, City Attorney, in follow up to Councilmember Cardozo's question. That just keep in mind that's a fine and not a fee, and there's a lot to changing that and how it's collected and the process it goes through to get those fines are different than fees. And I will advise, like, to make changes and to put a system in place in order to collect those fees other than through a court process is rather involved. It's something we talked about. I remember speaking with Mayor and Chris Ingalls about this as we were approaching this ordinance. We ultimately decided to keep the fine relatively small at the time and avoid having to put together an entire city-run process for collecting these fines and instead of kept them a court process. And I guess the summary of this is, could you go there? Yes, it's a bigger question than not just you realize, but really a lot of cities. I've been hit with this from other city clients as well. And it keeps reoccurring, and then there's a reason I think a lot of cities have stayed in this type of position is because the question's bigger than they realize, and when you get into it, they don't want to make the changes.
Okay, that's fine.
I guess to add to that, hopefully the chief will use that 7200, because if you pull somebody over for a DUI and you arrest them, that car is not longer in their possession. It's on the side of the road until they either bond out or, so we might have caused some of the problem.
Mayor, City Council members, yes, City Council Member Laraway, that is true. When we pull somebody over or make an arrest out of a vehicle, we do park the vehicle on the side of the road. And what we try to do is generally if it's in a neighborhood, it's not going to be an issue because it's parked on a public roadway as long as it's parked correctly. A lot of times we will make contact with gas station attendants and ask if we can park the vehicle there and make sure it won't get towed. And then again, if it is going to get towed, we'll make sure it's parked in an area where it's not illegal to park there. And if it's in a dangerous area, we have to tow that vehicle anyway so nobody else will come by and crash into it. So we're usually pretty good about that. We don't want to put a burden on people and cost them more financially that they're already going to pay. So we usually use our due diligence to take care of the vehicle or have somebody, one of their family members, actually come pick it up from the traffic stop. As you know, we try to do everything we can to alleviate any kind of issue.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay.
One last question.
Yeah.
Up and down Deer Flat, we're getting semi-trucks parking between Linder and 10 Mile. How does this avoid those vehicles then? Or is that a problem? I don't know. Is it a problem, Mayor? Chief?
Chief and I discussed it. Well, we've brought forward tonight for your consideration is just dealing with the parking lots.
Right.
And then the chief has talked to me about, you know, the trucks that are on Deer Flat. They do get neighborhood complaints. And I'll just go ahead and roll it to him for that.
Mayor, Councilman Cardoza, that's a great question. We deal with semi-trucks usually parked in Ada County easement areas or their Ada County areas, and we actually have to get Ada County to tell us they do not want the vehicle parked there. Years ago when I worked in Eagle, and I believe Star had the same issue, that people were putting their vehicles for sale in the Ada County right away. And we had no teeth unless Ada County actually said, yes, we do not want them parking there. So if they're parked in that type of area, we'd have to get Ada County on board, I believe. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it has to be Ada County has to tell them, no, they can't park there.
Ada County Highway
District. Or Ada County Highway District, excuse me. If they're parked on the roadway, if they're parked in a manner that makes it unsafe, if people can't see when they're leaving other roadways or driveways, then we can deal with it in that way. But for the most part, I don't think they're just lined up or parking on the roadways like that. They're usually in that Ada County Highway District right away. But until somebody complains about it, we don't make contact with the Highway District, meaning I don't see the truck, call the Highway District and ask them, can we get rid of this vehicle? I usually wait to see if it's a if it's bothering somebody, if it's causing traffic issues, and then if that's the case, then I'll make contact.
The only reason I bring it up, if it's more convenient for, and I realize they're making a living, I just wondered if we're going to see more of them parking there rather than take out the permit for the independence that truck drivers have. Basically.
Yeah, I believe.
And that's one reason we wanted to keep the fee really low. It was more just so that we could contact them. So we didn't want to make it difficult for truck drivers. We just wanted to be able to get a hold of them and provide a place for them to actually legally park so that they don't get into that situation. So
okay.
Plus then they feel better about it because they know they can park. And most of the roadways, we already have a code for code enforcement that can take care of that. Subdivisions, you have cars all the time that are parked and left and not licensed and so on and so forth, but we can deal with them that way. So far it hasn't become a big issue, and hopefully it won't, but you never know.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
All right, then. I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2021-36.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to waive the three readings of ordinance 2021-36. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I move we consider ordinance 2021-36 and approve ordinance 2021-36.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2021-36. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
And that motion carries.
And I move we approve summary publication of 2021-36.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve summary publication. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Next, we have Resolution R69-2021, CUNA Irrigation System Policies. Jared Empey.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Jared Empey, City Treasurer. I bring before you this resolution just as a kind of a tail end to a contingency request that was made back in February 2nd. For permission to go forward and get a study from Keller on our irrigation connection fee. And we got the results on that. Keller provided that back in August, and the results came back that essentially our irrigation connection fee could be increased up to, I believe it was about $3,000 per EDU. For the past, I want to say nearly decade, the irrigation connection fees sat around $1,500 per EDU, and so the need to reassess those fees comes about periodically, and due to the time that it's been at $1,500, we decided that it was a good idea to take a look at that. And when we got the results back, we determined that based on comparison, really there weren't too many cities to compare with. Really only Nampa has its own city irrigation, so it was kind of difficult to compare against other cities. However, when looking at this, we determined that the best way to make growth pay for itself was to really increase that connection fee. And so after looking at that, we decided that it was good to increase it by 1,000 to really make that growth pay for itself, and also have an ability to kind of stem any effects that we'd see from inflation. Also try and keep irrigation assessments low, any increases low from that. So with that, I stand before you for any questions.
Okay, questions for Jared. And so we're really looking at the connection fee and helping growth to pay for itself rather than to impact people that live here and those users already. So. Can we go ahead and open the public hearing?
That's right.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. I didn't have anybody sign up to testify in this matter. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter? Okay, seeing none. Mr. Cardoza, did you have questions? Comments?
Not right now.
Okay. Tomorrow? He's going to knock your coat on the floor again.
And step on it. I'm fine, Mayor.
All right, then. I move that we close the public hearing and evidence presentation proceed to deliberation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So I think Jared covered it pretty well. We just want to keep up. We don't want to end up going in the hole to where we have to figure out a different way to pay for things. And anytime we can, we want to make growth pay for itself as much as possible, if there is such a thing. So I think Jared's put a lot of time and work in this, and then the study that we got back showed that we could actually increase it more than that, but I think Jared felt that this was sufficient in order to keep us in the black and keep the city moving in a good direction. So,
all right. Any questions?
I'm just curious, Mayor, since Jared didn't give his address like he's supposed to, does he have to repeat everything he said? How do we know what Jared it was?
I move.
Yeah. Have to go to the podium.
I think they're gonna miss me.
We're gonna miss you.
We are. All right. Well, I move we approve resolution R69-2021.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution R69-2021. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That takes us to CBH, Grand Prado Fire Impact Fee Appeal. So basically, the history of this is that we had realized that our city limits actually, we collect impact fees for the Kuna Rural Fire District. Our city limits actually entered the Meridian Rural Fire District. So we had improperly collected fees for Kuna Fire that were in Meridian's district. Now, Meridian Rural's Fire District does not collect impact fees. The city does, and the reason that the district doesn't is because we hadn't run into this. So I'm working with the mayor to figure out what we can do so they don't miss out on impact fees, but currently they don't have the ability to collect those. So what we ended up with then was So Meridian Rural doesn't do it generally because the city annexes before buildings are built, and thereby they don't really need to do that in the fire district because then it becomes city fire department. And being a city fire department, they expand with their annexation. We don't have that because we have a rural fire district. We don't have a city fire department, and so they don't expand with us. But that said, the only place that's really problematic is some of that boundary that we had negotiated with Meridian on that we had trouble with years ago. We got that all resolved, but that did bring us into Meridian in a couple of spots. And so now that we're aware of that, we won't make this error again. The long story short is that we did collect some that we shouldn't have. Those fees were paid to Kuna Fire District. We let them know there was an issue. By state statute, they are to return those fees to the owner of record. So CBH Homes paid those impact fees, but the fire district, going by state law, decided that they should pay them to the owner of record. So whoever bought the house would get that fee back rather than Corey Barton Homes. So it puts us in a sticky spot, and it came back here because we're the ones that collected the fees. So now Boise had come up with an ordinance that allows for the owner of record to sign off and allow those fees to go back to CBH Homes. So we were actually asking for this item to be tabled until the second meeting in January so that we can explore that further with our attorneys and see what we can do to resolve that. Well, the way it is right now, basically, we could either be sued by the owner of record if we make a decision to give it back to Corey Barton Homes, or if we go with the owner of record, we could be sued by Corey Barton Homes, possibly. Don't know where that would go in court, but there is that possibility. So we want to do everything we can to properly resolve that issue without having to get into any kind of a legal battle. So basically what we're asking for tonight is for this to be tabled until the second meeting in January, which is, what, the 17th, was it?
18th.
And we did let the CBH Homes know, and I don't know who else did we let know that we were talking about tabling this tonight, so that they didn't come.
Yeah, I notified Melissa with CBH, had several phone calls and a couple emails, confirmation, as well as Crystal Hinkle with the fire district, and also T.J. Lawrence, the chief, was in today, and he confirmed that it was. The request was to table.
So, that's our request to try and keep us out of trouble. Yes, Mark.
Mayor, I think it's worth clarifying if there are any property owners here today. It doesn't appear that there are, but if any of them showed up, I'd be curious for the record.
Okay. Are there any owners of records in the audience in this matter? Seeing none. I think it's appropriate that council table this if you are so willing. And then we would want to do that to a date certain.
Unless there is any other comment, I move that we table the CBH Grand Prado Fire Impact Fee Appeal to date certain on January 18th, 2022.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to table the CBH Grand Prado Fire Impact Fee Appeal to the January 18th council meeting. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Business items. Case number 2104-LS. Lot split. Anderson Lot Split, CS Property Development, LLC, is requesting to lot split a 115-acre parcel zoned agriculture. The parcel would be split into approximately 7.25-acre parcel and an approximately 107.75-acre parcel. The subject site is located near the northeast corner of South Cloverdale Road and West Barker Street in Cuna, Idaho, 83634, within Section 3, Township 1, North Range 1, East. Doug Hansen.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, Doug Hansen, Cuna Planning and Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street. I'm not going to rehash what the mayor just discussed. That's basically the gist of it. There's no development with this application. The lot split was previously approved by the Cuna City Council on November 8th, 2017, but was not recorded with the county within the required year. So they're just bringing it back forward in order to record that lot split. Staff has determined that the application is compliant with Cuna City Code and Idaho Code. If the council approves this application, staff recommends that the applicant be subject to the conditions of approval listed in Section 7 of the staff memo. With that, I will stand by for any questions.
Okay. Any questions for Doug? So basically, like you said, we did this once, and they failed to get it recorded, and so basically it's a cleanup piece.
Pretty standard lot split. Unless there's no comments or anything, I move we approve case number 21-04-LS.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve case number 2104LF. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Consideration to approve contingency request for $8,500 to replace the handrail at the Cuna Senior Center. And again, Bobby's not here this evening, so he gave me a couple of talking points on that. The railing that's there currently is wood and is out of compliance and is not ADA compliant. It also needs it's in need of repair, has to be sanded and stained, and so the request would be to make a metal one so that it lasts longer, and it also brings us into compliance with ADA. It's one of the things that we need to get done down at the senior center to get that cleaned up and taken care of. So that's kind of really all we have on that. But it's it is in need of repair. It doesn't look good, and it just, it, like I said, it's not compliant with ADA and handicap accessibilities. So,
question: is it going to work? I hate to be particular, but is it going to be made of stainless steel, or did it have to be painted, or is it just...
They'll powder coat it.
Okay. Thank you.
Richard, anything?
No, I have nothing.
Well, I move we approve contingency request for $8,500 to replace the handrail then. That's something we even need to make a motion on. That doesn't
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the contingency request for $8,500 to replace the handrail at the CUNA Senior Center. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Ordinances. Next we have consideration to approve ordinance 2021-34, a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit, Ada County Parcel Number R50705000080, owned by INHRA LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk and providing an effective date. And that's kind of a standard, pretty straightforward thing. So.
All right, well, I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2021-34.
Second.
Motion's made to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2021-34. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2021-34.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance 2021-34. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve Ordinance 2021-35, a municipal annexation and zoning ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and declaration of authority and annexing certain real properties, to wit, Ada County Assessor's Parcel Numbers S13211414880 and S13211419200, owned by Robin L. Sanders and Diana J. Sanders, within the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of CUNA into the City of CUNA, Idaho, and establishing the zoning classifications of said real properties, and directing the city engineer and the city clerk, and providing an effective date. And this is just another step in the annexation that was made a few weeks ago.
Well, I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2021-35.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2021-35. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carried.
I move we approve ordinance 2021-35.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2021-35. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
You know, for 16 years, I've wanted to say yo. So, yo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for your response. Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Thank you.
And just so we don't run into any issue later, since we are missing one council member, I will also vote aye.
Thank you, Mayor, for saying aye.
Always causing trouble.
Short.
I understand. I do.
It's the short timer's attitude.
That's why I never ask if I can get a motion to adjourn. I just adjourn because I'm always afraid somebody will say no. No need for an executive session. Mayor and council announcements. Is there anything anybody wants to announce here this evening?
There's one thing I do want to say, and you know, it's Richard. I know that you are on short timer status, but this has been something. You know, you've been real integral to my attitude towards wanting to serve the community. You've just been a great example, and I think, you know, I'm not speaking alone, but I just wanted to thank you publicly for your service and what
thank
you've
you.
Been doing.
You know, Mayor, thank you, Councilman. I want to compliment the city on the decorations throughout the town. The park is great. The downtown's great. It's a nice appearance for a small town like Cuna. It really is. It regardless if it's a religious connotation, just the fact that we're celebrating Christmas for families, I think it's very nice. I've had people stop me in the store and tell me how nice it was. So I'd like to compliment the city and their employees for a job well done this year. So,
good, thank you. And I think it's particularly important to do things like that this time of year. You know, the police and EMS calls for service because of people that are depressed and having a bad time. And things like that just tend to make people have a better day when they see that. So I really think that the value of that goes way beyond just what it costs to put the lights up and being able to see them. So I appreciate you bringing that up. And they work really hard. The Parks Department works really hard at that every year, and they add more lights every year. And so someday we'll be like the city of Caldwell and brag about, except somebody's going to have to count those so we can say how many lights we actually have. But I don't know who counts the ones with Caldwell, or if they just make up a number, but at any rate, I appreciate that. And this is Richard's last full meeting. We'll kick him out of here the next meeting halfway through. So, and again, people that it's one thing to have people that are willing to step up and serve, and quite another to have them to continue to do that for an entire 16 years. And so, we certainly do appreciate your time and efforts and your jokes and everything else, so, even if not everybody gets
it. Yeah.
But we do.
I just have a short little one. I was in the audience as the chief of police the night he got elected. I thought, oh, my God. Of course, you won't remember that. You can't remember yesterday. But having to bring him up to speed on police services at the time, I thought it was going to be a real battle, but I tell you what, Richard, you turned out to be a gem. And I thank you for your service and for tolerating me for all these years. That's, you don't have to say anything.
You can have my coat hooked, John.
We already gave that
possessive, aren't we? There's one over there.
And then we are going to have pizza with staff tomorrow, so if you want to come in 11, is that when that starts? 11:30.
I thought it was Thursday.
It starts Wednesday. So
you told me Thursday.
No, you told Thursday. Well, I always tell you that when I have some places to
No wonder. Every time I come, there's nobody here but me.
Richard, for 14 years, I've been telling you the right date, and you've shown up on the wrong date.
Okay, so it's Thursday. Uh-huh. Okay, I got it locked in.
It's Saturday at 3:30. All right. Well, I think that's all I can think of right now, but Merry Christmas, everyone, and I hope you have a wonderful time with your families and enjoy yourself over this next few days. And sounded like it was going to be really cold coming up here into next week, all of a sudden, like below zero stuff. So I didn't want to see that yet, but I guess here we go. So anyway, with that, meeting adjourned.